بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمنون هينون لينون كالجمل الآنف إن قاد وإن نيخ على صخرة استناخ رواہ الترمذی. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. آنریبل اسکالرز, ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز, فرینڈز اینڈ ینگسٹرز, انسان, ہیومن بینگ ہیز گاٹ دا نیچرل ٹریٹ, انسٹنکٹ اینڈ فطرت ٹو پروٹیکٹ ہمسیلف. Financially, he wants protection. Socially, he wants protection. On the global scale, economically, he wants protection. And he goes all out to sustain this ambition of his. Health-wise, he wants protection, that no harm must come to me from any direction. Driving his car, in commutation, a person wants protection. In every angle, he wants no harm to come to him. And he gives his all effort that he has got, all out effort he makes, to sustain this protection. That, from a business point of view, how come after investing so much, with the predictions being so much, I haven't made the mark? Investigation says pilferage is taking place. So then he goes to the people who are up to date in technological equipment, and they provide for him such equipment that now he can keep an eye on the business, on the industry, on his place of work when he's even not there. Dispatch manager to receive the goods, a manager over those managers, also that money should not be lost. Health-wise, medical plan, going all out to see to it that every right thing is eaten, that I must have a healthy diet. This is what insan says, that now I am supporting my life well. My brothers and elders, no doubt, to protect a business, to look after the health, to look after the economic situation, for us to move from day to day is in its place. However, let us take this ambition of protecting the things around us a little bit further. When we will start worrying about our imani protection, our spiritual protection, that ta'alluq ma'allah and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I protect that? My connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must not break. What mediums have I put into place to maintain my spiritual status? For the world to prosper, my mind goes into thinking about how to protect it. For the spiritual status of minds to remain constant and on the uplift, what structure have I put into place? As that businessman sits hours at the desk of his accountant, to find out where's the leak. It is high time that you and I, my brothers, and the ummah at large, make an all-out effort to sit at the desk of those accountants that can give us the true report and the balance sheet of our spiritual status. If this is not done, brothers, then like that businessman whose father left him money enough for 7 generations, enough to sustain the greatest of grandchildren, within few years, he will be a pauper stretching out his hand for assistance, and then he'll be a forgotten entity altogether. When a person suffers a loss spiritually, brothers, and he distances himself away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person also in the akhirat will have to face a much more worse punishment or a much more worse condition than what that person of the dunya is going through. All it requires is some of our intellect, some of our time to introspect where are the leaks that are not allowing me to sustain this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a bayan such as this, brothers, is difficult to fit upon every person, every example. I have to be wise enough to see what fits me and take that home with me this afternoon. My brothers, a keen observer today in Masjid-e-Hilal will be able to bring maybe more food for thought. But a simpleton like myself has come to certain conclusions which will bail me out on after we embark on the subject in the next few seconds. The curriculum of the life we have in South Africa is such, we work 8 to 5 overall. Saturdays we knock off at 12. Many are off on Saturdays also. Due to that work program and the day-to-day program, we find that on a global scale or on a countrywide scale, there are 4 seasons that come about for which a person says, now from my busy curriculum that is eating away at the very muscle power that I have, I need to take a break. Easter, June, July, September and December. These particular periods have been put into place so that a person from the country, on a country basis, brothers, on a South African scale, the country must now take a little bit of break so that you get strength to carry on. But if you observe, brothers, it is these periods that give our spiritual self such a knock, such a hammering, such a kick, that a person to come onto his spiritual feet once again, it takes him another few months, only to be hammered again. As a result of this, a person is walking the Okavango circle, brothers. What is the Okavango circle? That when these wildebeest migrate, because there are so many of them, they think they are progressing, but they're only walking in a circle. And for days they walk in a circle until some system comes into place where they break the circle and find a direction to greener pastures. Year in, year out, a person has a lament and complaint. I can't find my spiritual self. What's the reason for this, brothers? Amidst the many reasons, it is the lack of concern with regards to my spiritual self during the time which we call vacation, during the time which we call holiday, during the time which we refer to as I'm off. When a person is shackled to the cage of his job, then he knows he's getting off at 12:45, so he makes it for 1:10 for Salat. He knows Asr is immediately after putting the office doors together, I'm going to be there. But when he escapes from this cage, like a bird
who was safe in a cage. The moment the door is open, he flies towards the barbed wire and the lacerations he suffers just in getting away from that cage, brothers, leaves him worse off in a condition than what he was in the cage. Our South African Muslims go wild in the holidays. There's no leash now. There's no 8 to 5. So everything must come alive. My brothers and elders, when we take off, we mustn't go off. When we take a break, we mustn't break the ta'alluq with Allah. We think now the boss or now the meeting has now said you take a break from this time to this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give us a break, brothers. And the first issue that needs an address for a few minutes is our salat. During vacation times, we find the masajid empty. Obviously, people have gone somewhere. But one of the main things we should take, part of our roadmap, part with that garment box that we have, take the salat times to the place we are going to, brothers. The ladies think, now we're off. The children say, now I'm off. Brothers, when a person misses one salat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a hadith, and this hadith is by Nawfil bin Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. It is as if the person has lost all his wealth and all his family. His whole family and wealth have been wiped off. Missing one salat is so deadly, brothers. It is important that our youth keep this in mind, that I've got salat to be made 5 times a day. Whether I'm on holiday, whether it is sports day, whether it is human rights day, Allah has got rights over me, brothers. When a person will worry about his salat, then those problems which a person experiences after going on vacation, of all his risk and his sustenance going topsy-turvy, it won't happen, because Allah will protect his risk where he protected his salat. Allah says, "Nahnu narzuku." We are the givers of risk. We are the one who feed, but you perform salah. So the first and foremost thing, brothers, we should worry about is our salat. Very important on the same subject, brothers, is the amount of halal wealth that is squandered behind leisure. Wallah, it's halal money. We're not doubting that. But it is time we bring our health, our wealth, our time under the guidance of those who know how to tell us how to spend it. A man says, no, I'm making amal on a hadith. The hadith says the best of you is who spends upon his family. Ask the muhaddithin or the ulama who are sitting here. Does it mean 200,000 rand in 1 week? Does it mean what you could have done for the ummah, some portion take out for you? All right, take some time with the children off. But the amount of money that is being spent thinking it's all right, brothers, is something to worry about. Allah only gave us a limited balance. Certain person's balance may run in the thousands, certain may be seeing the millions, certain may be seeing the billions, but it's limited. Understand that what we do with this money is going to help us in the akhirat. We're just touching on this subject, brothers. It's an in-depth subject that requires much more time than what has been afforded. But because next week we will see the outcome of what is happening, we need to address it, brothers. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given invitation to many to come to the Haram Sharif. This Umrah, my brothers, is not a holiday. Every second person you meet, where are you going? I'm going for Umrah. Alhamdulillah, make dua for us also. And when we go, we'll make dua for you also. But the picture of the South African Muslims in Umrah is appalling, brothers. We just reached there, kissed the Hajar Aswad, make a few rounds around the Tawaf, and then Safa Marwa, we drank the Zamzam and say, right, I'm here. The rest of the time, what Tawaf are we making, brothers? Now everybody is not going for Umrah, but we know people who are going, educate them, brothers. I mentioned to an alim the other day, I think so, we should have Umrah classes also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the time, gave us the wealth, gave us the energy to come there, only to say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa alaykum salam ya Rasulallah, and back. And we've been to Medina. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gets a report of this, brothers, what do you think goes through his heart? That my ummati came to see me, but the buildings and the shopping centers that are in Jeddah and Medina and Makkah, they call him and invite him more than my beauty. One alim with tears in his eyes says that a person came by me and related a dream. And when I told him, "Bhai, do you really want to hear the outcome of this dream, the interpretation?" He said, "I'm ready for it." He says, "This dream tell me you made zina in Medina Park." Friends, it is something to worry about. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's one of the great sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, feels that he has turned hypocrite, only feels. On the basis that when he's with Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his spiritual ecstasy and the euphoria that he experiences is one, and when he's at home, it's another one. Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to his own conclusion. "Oh Hanzala, you have turned munafiq." That person is the same one whom the malaika gave him a ghusl at the time of his death, brothers. He'll never turn munafiq, but this was his concern. And he repairs to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only to meet Siddiq Akbar. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, "Oh Hanzala, what is wrong?" The conversation nearest to this meaning goes, that where are you going? Hanzala has turned munafiq. Why have you turned munafiq? Hanzala can never be a munafiq. No, when I'm with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my heart is inclined towards Allah. When I'm not with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the condition of my heart. Abu Bakr says, "Look, I also feel like I'm a munafiq." When they go to Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeases the heart, brothers. The authority appeases the heart, you see, as to what is the actual condition. "Oh Hanzala, you're not a munafiq. Abu Bakr, you're not a munafiq. If you are to remain in the same spiritual euphoria that you experience when you with me, then even the angel will make salam to you. It cannot be maintained." Then they understand their condition. Today, my dear brothers, we have taken our spiritual condition into our own hands, and I've become a mufti on the subject. My brothers and elders, it is something to worry about, that now we have got this season when people will take a break. How should one have a break? The best way we can spend this, brothers, is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some reason, a person says, "I will go in the path of Allah certain part of the year, then how do I spend my time?" Friends and elders, it is time we gave some time to our wife and children, our parents also. That woman who we took in our marriage, they are sending emails and letters and SMSs to those who hear the complaints that my husband is only interested in the pound and the dollar. The dollar has taken the control of his heart. It's his business day in, day out. I've become just part and parcel of his life. If he's not here, then he's there, but he's never here. Brothers and elders, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out time, who is the fountainhead of all piety, to even give Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha the time of day where they even had a race together. We need that time to talk to our families and reassure them. The children are not asking for the latest quad bikes. They're not asking for the 23-inch computer screens. They're not asking you for the trip to Disneyland. They only want to hear you as a father, me as a father, to say, "Oh, my son, I love you, and your love is in my heart. Don't worry." He'll never go anywhere to take drugs after that, brothers. We think our parents want our money. When we have time off from our busy schedule, brothers, make khidmat of our fathers and mothers before they become the residents of the Avalon Cemetery. Iske baad mauka nahi milega. You can go 1,000 times to anyone else's father, but it's not your father. Look at them with the eye of love. That this is the person who worked and brought me up. This is the person who gave birth to me. I don't know how many years we got left together. Khidmat se khuda milta hai, my brothers. Another very, very profitable way to spend our time in this time that we have when we with our wife and children is to cover up on those spiritual weaknesses that exist far as our salat goes. What is the condition of our dua qunut? My dear brothers, one person even made a mistake and he said, "Nakfuruka wala nashkuruka." Allah will make kufr and we won't make shukr. This was the condition of his dua qunut. When he brought it to the ears of the one who knows, he found out that what for 20 years he was reading was he was telling Allah Pak, "I won't make shukr to you. I will turn against you and this will be my condition." What's the condition of my attahiyat? What's the condition? Am I only happy with wal asri, inna atayna, and kul huwallah in my knowledge? Brothers, we can go and learn business masail in these holiday periods when we are off from work. That way Allah Pak will give us even more benefit and we'll see more profit in the business. We should now broaden our horizons, brothers. Use these periods that come about for the benefit of our akhirat. Otherwise, come 24th of July, one person will come spiritually bashed. He doesn't know what happened. Why? During his normal life, he knows halal food. I'm not here to discuss halal authorities. Don't even ask me. You see what is right for you, brothers. But on the road, don't be deceived by ha, lam, alif, lam, halal, and eat the thing. Brothers, we better eat a slice of brown bread and go hungry when we're far away from home than take something down the throat that will destroy us. We'll never stop at one simple garage just to fill up anything. We're not sure it's diesel, whether it's leaded, unleaded. We will never do that to our cars. But on the run, happily we'll spread the mat and say, "Eat whatever is there." No, that person said it's halal. How much of haram food is consumed, brothers, in the name of entertaining the family? Then when we come back, we find so many people after the holiday, there's dispute between the husband and wife. Husband is saying, "I just spoiled you now. What happened?" "Yes, I spoiled you now, but you spoiled her with haram food, brothers." This is what happens in a normal circle. I'm not here to speak on, brothers, about big, big affairs in the world. We need to speak about this because this is going to happen next week. Another beautiful way is to go to the ulama ikram. And while we are on the subject of ulama ikram, brothers, the ulama ikram are in one saf, they are reading namaz. Literally, I'm trying to say, figuratively. We from the wuzu khana, we can't give them lukma. Otherwise, we'll break that namaz. Today, we have become judgmental on ulama ikram. Whatever goes on between ulama ikram, they're in one circle, brothers. When the father and mother are having it out, then the children mustn't come and put their 5 cents inside. Because this is what caused fitna in the ummat. We should look at an alim with ihsan. When I was born, tahniq from the alim, name from the alim, madrasa from the alim, mashura for marriage on the alim, nikah from the alim, my child was born alim. And my brothers, today we move the mouth and tongue against the ulama ikram. Who are the ulama ikram? I'm only the student. I'm not talking for my rights, brothers. I am from one of the normal brothers. The ulama ikram are those whom Allah Pak selected to sit in the company of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst I was making my million somewhere else. That man slept away from home while I was in my comfortable bed. I should not have the himmat to say anything against the ulama ikram, no matter how much is between them. Brothers, when we say something against the ulama ikram, and if the ulama ikram have to look at it in this way, that now we have defamed a person and the knowledge behind him, it is close to the doors of kufr. How can it fall there? We're saying all what he's saying is rubbish, and if he's talking from the Quran, then? I'm not mentioning any particular party. I'm from no party, brothers. We are from the ummah. Ulama ikram will talk to ulama ikram. We are the ones who serve the ulama ikram. Nothing more than that in our life. Wallah, that man knows how to make tawbah. What we have said, we don't even know we made a guna. How dangerous it can be. So another beautiful way is to spend the time in the company of ulama ikram. If we are going towards Transvaal, there are a whole tasbih of ulama that we can meet on the way, brothers, and take their duas. It doesn't mean you have to take hadiah for them. Just go and take ourselves and make salam, take their duas. When last did I go and meet an alim for the sake of Allah? My friends and elders, that is why it's important to bring our life under the mashura of the one we have trusted. And ask them for everything that we are doing. And we'll find that the guidance we'll receive will never allow us to put our foot upon any thorny bush where we'll suffer the pains of life after that. Beloved friends and elders, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. Just at the end of July, we'll experience the month of August. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Natal, KwaZulu Natal province will be having an ijtima. This ijtima is a beautiful way to spend that long weekend also. And where is it, brothers? In Port Shepston. How far from here? 120 kilometers. Brothers, I know of people in other provinces just to come and eat ice cream, they come to Durban. It's true. So we can all make our way there, inshallah, during the long weekend. And they are encouraging us to go in the bus. Brothers, not because we don't have cars, but the unity that is created from one masjid that will take a bus and go to the ijtima is amazing. It is amazing in a confined space for 2 hours how much a person can learn, what benefit he can get, and you'll make a friend for life. He'll go to Jannat, we'll go to Jannat. Brothers, if we're not in the path of Allah, and we're not going to some relative's place where we'll be safe with our iman, stay at home. But at the same time, 1 or 2 points for those who are staying at home also. Alhamdulillah, after the ulama ikram gave a lot of talks of deen and pamphlets and books came out, the television screens and the video machines came out from the house. And the fathers say, no, in the place of that, I brought a computer. See, they can learn. They are now on Britannica. They can ask anything to the computer. It will tell them about dinosaurs, about elephants, about plants, about this, about that. But brothers, let us be a little bit streetwise. We have taken out one medium of cinema from the house. These computers, we know about it, brothers. The very same things that could be played on cassette recorders are now played on the DVDs at home. So our homes have got the cinema once again. Those homes that have got the internet, they say, no, they're staying at home. Brothers, we need to see that no fitna comes through the internet in our house. For the internet will give our children more access to worse things that was on the TV. By no way I'm condoning the television. So those that are staying at home, brothers, mashura for us also. That come to the masajid, go and sit in the programs, go to the gush, come for the hilal shab guzari. Brothers, go and visit some relative from our home and come back. Sila rahmi, that his family ties will come about. We will see great amount of barakat in our rozi. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq to spend our lives in the correct pattern. May Allah Pak give us the ability to worry about our spiritual status. May Allah Pak open more knowledge unto us as to where the leaks are coming about in our life. From which angle is our profit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming less? Where are our assets being drained from? We must now see this. May Allah Pak open up this. And my dear brothers, may Allah Pak save us from the places of vice, from the places of evil, from the places of haram. And those that are going to spend their way in a halal manner, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to perform our salat. Enable us to encourage our children, assure them of the love we have for them. Teach the family something, visit the relatives, and conduct ourselves in a proper Muslim way, in a Muslim attire, making Allah Pak happy. That, oh Allah, this is not just a holiday, but it's a holy day. Oh Allah, I'm taking a break, but I don't want the break of ta'alluq with you. Oh Allah, I've taken off on the work, but I haven't got offline. May Allah Pak grant us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.